שלום, אנחנו לומדים.
We are reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, Talmud Eser Asfirot, Part 6, page 420 in Hebrew, Item 27, the words of the Ari. You can get into our site, Kab.tv, and send us your questions. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. So again, the study of the Ten Sefirot, page 420 in Hebrew, Item 27, the words of the Ari. Two kinds of awe come out of the guf de'ak. The first from the tabur, and the second from yesod. Also, two havalim come out through there. It should have said that there should have been three havalim there, opposite gar that received from Achab. But since Or Ozen is absent from Abba ve'Ima, Chinat Hevel, opposite Ozen, is absent too. Hence, only two Havalim come out, opposite Chotem and Peh alone, from which Abba ve'Ima received above. And here below, they also receive from them.
So only the Or Chotem and Peh, there is no Or Ozen, because we only have Aleph of Aviut. The Zivug is Bet Aleph, right? So Aleph Daviut is two Orot, two lights of Chotem Peh, Zeran Pin and Malchut. That's why there are no three lights. One light comes out on Keter de Nikudim, and the second one on Abba ve'Ima de Nikudim. And here are two orot that come on the guf de'ak. Everywhere they mention ak, from sag and onward, so sag means ak, because it's the whole system above the tabu, towards all those below the tabu. So ak is sag. Two kinds of or come out of guf de'ak, which are first from Tabul, and the second from Yesod. From Tabul it comes to Keter, and from Yesod to Abba ve'Ima. Also, two Havalim come through there. It should have said that there should have been three Havalim there, opposite the Gar that received from the Achab, Keter Abba Anima. But since Or HaOzen was absent from Abba ve'Ima, there's only Chotem and Peh. The Bchinat Hevel, opposite of the Ozen, is absent too. Hence only two Havalim come out, opposite the Chotem and the Peh alone. Aleph of Aviut doesn't give anymore. From which Abba ve'Ima received above, and here below, they also receive from them. What does it mean that Abba and Ima received above from Rosh Sag, where there was a Zivug on Bet Aleph? And below Tabu means that they received below them. We only have a bit of 27.
Item 27, inner light. Bechinat Hevel, opposite the Ozen, is absent too. Hence only two Havalim come out. Opposite Chotem and Peh. It means that only two Havalim came out of Peh of Yesod, opposite of Chotem Peh. Those are Vav 6 to Ima and Nekuda to Abba, as the Ari says above. However, the Hevel of Tabur, being opposite Or Ozen, did not reach Abba ve'Ima, as they only have a hold on Chotem Peh, as the Ari says above.
Keep going.
Item 28, the words of the Ari. However, the Or of the lower seven that took only from the Guf down is from the Siyum of Shibolet HaZakan downward. Hence, they too don't have Havalim to shine for them. but they are implied in the words, and the arms of his hands were made supple, which is the meaning of the 10 additions thrown off from among the Tzipor 9 nails, as mentioned in Tikkun Correction 69. It is so because they are Bechinat Melachim in and of themselves, for the annulment of the Melachim was because he was not yet corrected as one Adam, male and female. Again, item 28. However, the awe of the lower seven that took only from the goof down is from the Siyum of Shibolet HaZakan downward. Hence, they too don't have Havalim to shine for them, but they are implied in the words, and the arms of his hands were made supple, which is the meaning of the 10 additions thrown off from among the Tzipor Naim, as mentioned in Correction 69. It is so because they are Bechinat Melachim in and of themselves, for the annulment of the Melachim was because he was not yet corrected as one Adam, male and female, Zachar and Nekeva.
Okay, let's see.
Item 28, Inner Light. The awe of the Lower Seven that took only from the goof down is from the Siyum of Shibolet HaZakan downward.
We are trying to be as one man with one heart. We are studying different aspects of Dvikut between the Creator and the created being. At least think about that all the time. If you can, add some more details to what we're studying, but together.
Item 28, Inner Light. The awe of the Lower Seven that took only from the goof down is from the Siyum of Shibolet HaZakan downward. It's been written that Zat take from Bechinat Tikunim of Dikna under the Shibolet, where the awe of Ozen does not reach, because it ends at Shibolet HaZakan. And the arms of his hands were made supple, which is the meaning of the 10 additions thrown off from among the Tzipor 9. Even though he says that the 10 Havalim came out through the Tzipor 9 of the Raglaim, why does he say that they are from the hands here? Indeed, when it says that Zat took from the Havalim that come out through the Tzipor 9 of the Raglaim, nails of the legs, it means that they took from the Bechinat Parsa HaMesayemet, the ending Parsa, to the Raglaim of Sag. It turns out that they took from the Tzipor 9 of the Raglaim. You must remember what is written above, that the meaning of this Parsa is Bechinat new point of Tzimtzum, restriction, that moved from the place of Malchut to the 10 Sefirot de Siyum, to the place of Bina of the 10 Sefirot de Siyum. The place of the Siyum of the Kav line in Tzimtzum Aleph, the first restriction, the Ein Sof, was in Malchut of the 10 Sefirot de Siyum, which is the actual Olam Hazeh, as it says, and his feet shall stand upon the Mount of Olives. Similarly, the same occurs now in Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction, called Tzimtzum Nehi De'ak, the point of Siyum in the Bina of these 10 Sefirot, called point of Olam Haba. A parsa was placed here, ending the new Gvul, the new border, set up in the Olamot, where the Raglaim of Parzuf Sag De'ak end. And parsa is regarded as the Tziponaim of the Raglaim, the Sag De'ak. It has been explained that the Parsa and Shibolet HaZakan are one matter. That is why the Ari writes here that from Yesod De'ak only two Havalim come out, opposite Chotem and Pe, from which Abba Ve'ima received. And Hevel is opposite the Ozen, is absent. This is why the Zat took from the Tzipor Naim of the Raglaim, since they took from the Siyum of the Shibolet, ending the Or of Ozen. Understand that because of the new point of Siyum, three Bechinot Siyum emerged in Sag, in its Rosh, Toch, Sof. The point of Siyum of Rosh is called Nikve Enayim. The point of Siyum of Toch, being in the place of the previous Tabur, is called Shibolet HaZakan. And the Bechinat Siyum of Sof is called Parsa. Thus, the Parsa is the Bechinat Etzbaot Raglaim of Sag De'ak. However, everything we discern in Sag De'ak doesn't change Parzuf Sag itself in any way, as you already know that there is no absence and change in the spiritual. Everything we discern in it is but a general Bechinat Shoresh, root. However, all these changes that occur by the force of the new point of Tzimtzum, restriction, is only in that same new Partzuf that emerged because of the connection of Bechinat Dalet with Bechinat Bet through Nikve Enayim, called Partzuf Nikudim. Also, only in Rosh Toch Sof of that Partzuf did the three Parsas emerge and were made in its Rosh Toch Sof de facto. And remember that.
Not that it influences the Sag itself that is clothed in them.
You already know that this is a great correction in this Parsa that draws from above and gives below, because it is Bechinat double Masach from two Bechinot, Bechinat Bet and Bechinat Dalet together. This is done by the ascent of Nehi to Chagat and the mingling of Bechina Bet that operates in Chagat of Partzuf Sag with Bechina Dalet that operates in Nehi of the inner Ak. Hence, the Parsa stands diagonally from Chazeh to Tabor, as it contains within it Nehi and Chagat together. Thus, during the Gadlut, the Lor Hei, being Bechinat Dalet, descends from the Parsa, and the Parsa is split. In other words, the ending Gvul, the ending border, is cancelled, and the Orot de Sag pass below the Parsa. Afterwards, the Parsa immediately returns to its place. And in that manner, it draws Ha'arat Sag, the illumination of Sag, from above, and gives below to Partzuf Nikudim, below the Tabur. It is similar in Partzufim of Atzilut as well.
As opposed to Tzimtzum Aleph, Tzimtzum Bet can cancel and come back, and be canceled and come back. And Tzimtzum Aleph is permanent. Tzimtzum Bet is an according to the forces of the lower one. Until now, everything's okay? What? Give him a microphone and that's it. What, you can't see it? He won't relax though he has it.
We're talking about the Parsa here. Can you please show me where the Parsa is? Some drawings so that we'll understand what we're talking about. What is this Parsa there? Three Parsaot, one comes out, one comes in.
We draw the Parsa as something diagonal. Do you hear that? What, you want me to make you a note?
Yeah, a note.
What's up here?
Chokhma.
You have Chokhma, Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut. The Parsa stands this way.
Ich
It connects Malchut and Bina. That's it. Connects between Malchut and Bina. And the connection she makes is in order to build a parzuf that can work in order to bestow every time and again. Meaning the parsa comes because of a weakness that we have the vessels of the achab that can't join the galgalta and naim. Galgalta and naim are always face and achab. So in order to add a bit of the achab to Gelgalta Enayim every time, that's the work of the parsa.
What is the role of the parsa?
As he says, to receive something from above downward, and from below to pass it upward, something. Meaning it's like a filter, a limit that works in a special way, that it won't let the upper lights break downward and lets the deficiencies from below, if they're correct, raise upward. You can say it better this way. Below the parsa, you can't receive anything unless if you want to receive something, go above the parsa and you can receive it there. How? The ascent is called equivalence of form. I need to be equivalent to the vessels above, and then I can receive. Meaning that's where the vessels of bestow are. As much as I can pass from Machab to Gelgalta Enayim, there in Gelgalta Enayim I will receive. That's why it's called Achab of Aliyah, of ascending.
No.
This is the connection, this is the work of Kabbalah, of reception?
Yeah. The parsa is like a limitation, guarding the created beings, so they won't just go in there just like that, in contact with the upper light. But to the extent that they can overcome their own qualities, they can get rid of their own qualities, but overcome through masachim and bestow to make of themselves like Gelgalta Enayim, even though they're vessels of reception, they supposedly rise up. Nothing goes up or down in places, its qualities. So as they ascend to Gelgalta Enayim, and there they receive light. Oh, but the light they receive there, Gelgalta Enayim receive according to their qualities, meaning root and aleph. And the achab that goes up there receive the light of bet gimel dalet. But they receive it while ascending, meaning not in the vessels of Beth Gimel and Dalet, but in the Beth Gimel Dalet that are joining Aleph Shorosh. That's why it's called that the light they receive, how do they receive it? From below upward in rejection from their true qualities. That's how they can receive. They join, as we say. I'm willing to help you. I'm willing to support you. According to my vessels, I will feel that I'm receiving something in them. But it's not reception. It's not an attracting. I'm not taking anything. I'm going upward and joining, rejecting like El Galta and I'm also rejecting, and by that, I get an illumination.
These are the guardian officers, the parsa. This is the guardian officers that we're talking about?
No.
So where are these officers?
They're not here. Okay? Yes. Quick, come on. Run.
A general question. In the beginning of the lesson, you said that what we're about to study describes the forms of connection and adhesion between the emanator and the emanated being.
Yeah.
But what I see from my corrupted place is distancing, only distancing.
It is distancing. It's felt in the desires in our vessels. But above our vessels and faith above reason, we're getting closer. We're not getting closer to the Creator in our vessels. Our vessels, on the contrary, they're moving away. But our intentions, in order to bestow there, are getting closer. Overcome the darkness, and then comes the light that overcomes. And the gap between them gives me the feeling of life. Yes, Terence.
Rav,
what's the difference between Parsa and Machsom?
And Machsom?
Yes.
Machsom ze ota oto.
The Machsom is the border. It's a psychological border and spiritual that before man, it stands before man until he gets his first full devotion, that he is willing to ascribe everything to the Creator all the way according to his vessels. Let's say I have 80 kilos of desire. In all those 80 kilos, I'm willing to adhere to the Creator that it all comes from Him. What else except for that? Nothing. Meaning that whatever takes place in my vessels, in it always, internal, external, doubts, rejections, pleasures that pull me to all kinds of directions, that's caught against all of this world. That everything I see that's as pleasure in this world, that draws me confusion, I still ascribe that also to the Creator, and that's called that I'm at the Machsom. Above that already starts the spiritual work.
But Parsa is
No.
There's no connection.
No.
And is there a similarity between Galgalta and Naim and Achap? Is there a similarity?
Yeah.
How does the light
go through?
Yeah.
It doesn't.
But is there a similarity there?
No. The light comes to Galgalta and Naim. Achap are in darkness. If they want to participate in bestowing, please make of yourselves as if you're also Galgalta Einayim, and then you'll start working like Galgalta Einayim. That's called Achab D'Aliya.
Malchut receives the light from Zer Anpin, but
how goes through to them?
Yes.
Only when she raises upward, connects to Bina, after Tzimtzum Bet, only whoever connects to Bina, Bina is called Emuna, bestow, he receives, and no other way.
Excuse me, I'm asking again. But in Bina, there's Garde Bina and Zadde Bina, and there's this limitation. So how does the light go through?
Ad Malchut.
Until Malchut.
Only by ascending above the middle of Bina. Above the Parsa. Just take this for now, and that's it.
Okay, thanks.
Only Achab of Aliyah, that's how it works.
You just told Terence? Make yourself as Galgalta and Enayim. How do I do that?
I'm not saying that way, but let's say, like Galgalta and Enayim, the force of bestowal, the desire to bestow.
How to do so? How to do this?
We talked about it for an hour and a half. That on every disturbance, internal, external, all pleasures that are revealed, all the confusions, I say it all came from the Creator and I'm holding on to Him. All of these disturbances come for me to hold on to Him. That's called that I'm adhered to Galgalta Enayim.
So my question is about acting. If I acted towards my friends, although I'm not there, so do I resemble myself to Galgalta and Enayim by doing so?
Yeah, do it.
We're on page 421 in Hebrew, Inner Light. The above seven Lord Sefirot of Nikudim could not receive any ore from Sag because of the Siyum of the Parsa. However, now during the Gadlut, after the Parsa has been fissured, they too are found to be receiving ore from the place of Parsa, the place of Bechinat Sag and Chagat of the general Ak. Thus, the same orot that the seven Lord Sefirot the Nikudim received from the Parsa is Bechinat Chagat, being the arms of the hands. That is why it says, and the arms of his hands were made supple. We find that before the Zivug, the Gadlut, Parsa is considered the Etzbaot Raglaim of Parzuf Sag. This is so because Ha'arat Sag, the illumination of Sag, ends there, and the Sof of the Ha'arat, the Sof of the illumination, is called Raglaim. However, when the Parsa fissures, at which time the Gvul, the border, returns to the point of Siyum, the Olam Hazeh, as before, the Bechinat Chagat expands as before.
Okay, keep going. 29.
Item 29, the words of the Ari. Page 421 in Hebrew. The fitting havalim for these seven melachim came out through the tzipornaim of the raglaim.
No, we won't read this. We study this. You can write it. We learn this after Lameda, after 31. This is without opening me. You should read it after Lamed Aleph. And for now, we're going to Lamed.
Item 30, the words of the Ari. Regarding the Akudim, the Bechinat Ta'amim, Nekudot, Tagin, Otiyot in them has already been explained above. Here we shall explain them in the Bechinat Nikudim. It is written that Bechinat Nikudim are the first orot that came out in the beginning, and the otiot are the kelim. Then, when the kelim broke and were separated each from its dead, the orot remained as tagin on the otiot, which are the kelim. The Te'amim is the new name Ma that later came out from Or of Metzach for the Tikkun, for the correction of the Melachim.
Please.
Now what?
Lamed below.
Item 3, Inner Light. Regarding the Akudim, the Bechinat Tanta in them has already been explained above. It is written that it Pashtut Aleph, the first expansion of the Parzuf, which is Or Yashar, direct light, and Rachamim, is considered the Te'amim in it. When it begins to diminish by the power of the Hizdakhut, purification of the Masach, at which time the other four Komot of Katnut from Chokhmah to Malchut emerge, they are considered Bechinat Nikudot in it. Also, the Reshimot that remain from the Bechinat Nikudot, from the Bechinot Nitzotzin, sparks that fall off them into the Kelim, are called Otiyot. Nikudim are the first orot that came out in the beginning. By that, he tells us that the order is changed here compared to the way it was in the previous three partsufim of Ak. There, the Gadlut came out first, which are the Ta'amim, and then the degrees of Katnut emerged, meaning the Nekudot. However, here in Olam HaNikudim, the Katnut came out first, and then the Gadlut. This is so because at first, only the Gar came out in Orot the Ruach Nefesh, namely the degree of Zer Anpin. Then Ab and Sag mated, performed the Zivug, the Parsa fissured, and the Orot the Gar went down to Nikudim, and to the seven lower Sefirot. It is written, Nekudot are the first Orot that came out in the beginning.
The opposite order. Tamim Nekudot Tagim Otiyot, so here's Nekudot.
Meaning the opposite of the previous Partsufim, Galgalta Ab Sag, where the Ta'amim came out first. Here, the Bechinot Nekudot came out first, meaning the Katnut, and then the Gadlut. However, the Ha'arat Gadlut is not called Ta'amim because they were not in Bechinat Rachamim, as in these Orot, and in what caused them was the matter of the breaking of the vessels. And the Otiyot are the Kelim. They also contain the Nitzotzin, sparks that fell into them during the Histalkut, the departure of the Orot from them, as it was in Akudim.
Only there was Bitush Pnimu Makif, and here the purification is through the shattering.
The Ta'amim is the new name Ma. Those Ta'amim that emerged in Olam HaNikudim, meaning the Gadlut that emerged by Zivug Ab Sag, being the Ta'amim the Nikudim, did not exist in Nikudim, but only after the new Ta'amim the Ma corrected them. Hence, they are called after the name of the Ma.
That already took place in Olam Atzilut. Well, we'll learn that afterwards. Okay, so now we have a bit more time. We are going to... How are you calling this?